Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That song can mean only one thing, and that is that Rob Pizzola is taking center stage. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Rob Pizzola, professional sports bettor based in the lovely nation of Canada. He's also the founder of the Hammer Betting Network. You can catch him hosting Forward Progress, their NFL betting show on YouTube, and all other major podcast platforms. Forward Progress dives deep into weekly matchups, betting markets, and analysis from some of the sharpest minds in the industry. And I always remind you, you can follow Rob on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
Did you watch the banner-raising ceremony for the Panthers Tuesday night?
I must have missed that one, Mark. No,
you didn't see it?
I did not see the banner raising ceremony. No, I did not.
Did you watch the game?
I was watching the Blue Jays lose to the Yankees on Tuesday night, unfortunately. But
got him back last night.
Got him back, and it's 4:30 here. I'm still nursing a hangover from the night before. That's how you know it was a good night.
You're drinking a Labatt's Molson.
Some Molson products were at.
Molson products.
Beer hangover. Those are rough.
Beer and hot tub Crowder. The worst combination possible. Just
anybody see the Vlad Guerrero interview last night with the Yankees lose. Yankees lose. That was great.
It looked like Derek Jeter wanted to punch Guerrero in the face through the screen at that. He had a good laugh after the first time and the second time, but David Ortiz just kept pushing it over and over, and Jeter did not find it funny, that's for sure.
That was funny as hell, man. I enjoyed that. All right, let's start with hockey and Rob Pizzola, and then we'll do some NFL stuff. Panthers 1-0. They are big favorites tonight over the Flyers. You can hear the game right here on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Panthers, I think, are -225 or -220 tonight, or I think -1.5 on the goal line.
Yes, so I don't want you to boo me off the show or cancel my future appearances here. Panthers look good against Chicago. Close win, but I thought they controlled most of the game. They dominated the early game, but when the Patriots were in their heyday in the NFL, you could go to Boston and the local bookies would be offering the worst prices imaginable for the New England Patriots. If you just kept fading them on a weekly basis, you would have made money, even though they were so good. That's what's happening at Hard Rock Bet in Florida right now on the Florida Panthers. And especially on the puck line tonight, you could get the Flyers on the puck line, +1.5, -130. Just for context, if you want to go bet there that anywhere else, basically -140, -150 in other spots. So I think you're going to have an opportunity here, if you can stomach it, in the early going to actually fade the Panthers because you guys in
particular. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Particular, and your audience is getting these beneficial prices to actually play the opposite team. So it's not really even a handicap of the game. Florida's much better than Philadelphia. Don't get me wrong, but it's hockey. You can dominate a game. It can go to overtime, could go to shootout. You could lose when you play really well. And you're getting a puck and a half, minus 130 with the Flyers tonight. That to me is a really good bet. So if you're not a diehard Panthers fan, you can take advantage of this, especially over the start of the year. Maybe eventually they start to offer different prices. But as it stands right now, that's probably one of the best bets you can make on the entire board tonight.
It makes sense. I mean, Hard Rock Bet is the only game in town in Florida. And obviously, certainly South Florida is Panthers crazy. And we've watched it a couple seasons in a row. And why not? Dynamic pricing. Why not?
Exactly. No,
makes sense. I mean, I can't stomach it, but it makes sense.
It wasn't meant for you, Mark. I should have just told you put your earplugs in or just mute whatever I was saying, because this is going to go in one ear out the other when we're talking about like real betting strategy. But you know, if you can do it out there, just monitor those prices at Hard Rock, and it happens in a lot of local markets. They know you're going to bet the home team. Everyone's going to bet the home team. So if no one's going to be price sensitive, they're going to charge you more to bet the home team. And that's when you come in on the visiting team.
Makes sense.
Yes.
Again, can't stomach it, but makes sense. tonight, the Thursday night football game, the Eagles are 7.5-point road favorites at the New York Football Giants.
Yes. So full disclosure, I bet under 42 in this game. And it's now below 41. 41 is a key number in totals. I wouldn't say to go and chase that. I think there's some ways you can get creative with this game. I know the Eagles offense hasn't looked great this season. They kind of got away from what worked for them last year. They were using a lot of motion. They were running a lot of RPOs. They have a new offensive coordinator. Hasn't been working. But they only gave Saquon 6 carries last week. And Philly fans are blowing up. He's going to get a lot of carries tonight, in my opinion. And that's going to work really well for them because the Giants have not been able to stop the run all year. Bottom five, pretty much every metric. So I think Philly will move the ball a little bit more consistently. And I don't really love the Giants' opportunity to do so. Jackson Dart, to me, he can use his legs, but hasn't been able to throw the ball downfield at all. If the Eagles can generate pressure without having to blitz in this game, it's pretty much going to be over. This is one of many games this week where you have a 7.5-point favorite. And that makes a really good opportunity to play teasers, in my opinion, because you can bring the favorite down through 7 and through 3, and you're going through the two biggest key numbers in football. So you basically need the Eagles to win by two or more if you play a 6-point teaser. But just looking at the card this entire week, you got so many other spots where you can potentially tease down Denver against the Jets, Colts against Arizona, the Rams against Baltimore. So it shapes up for a really good week to open some teasers tonight with the Eagles and then use some other options on Sunday to pair them with the Eagles.
What about like Saquon props, like yards or carries or combined rushing and receiving yards?
The only problem with that is the odds makers and the market, they're not dumb either. And they're seeing the same thing that, you know, we're all going to see. If you do want some props that are kind of related to that, that makes sense, or one, you could take Jalen Hurts under pass attempts. It's 27.5 right now at Hard Rock. That's a pretty good number. It's kind of correlated. If Saquon runs the ball more, Jalen Hurts is going to pass it less. So you can take him under pass attempts. There's another prop I like in the game that I played myself, which was Jackson Dart under 31.5 as his longest completion as well in the game. They're going to see a lot of too high safety. That's typically a look that Fangio will give. He tries to cause some confusion at the line of scrimmage. And the Giants just don't have a deep threat anymore. Like, they lost Neighbors. Darius Slayton's not even good, and he's not playing tonight. They're just out of options downfield. So Jalen Hurts under pass attempts, Jackson Dart under longest completion.
And Rob, every time this happened 2 weeks, I mean, 2 years, sorry, straight now, AJ Brown complains. The next game, he gets a bunch of targets. Can next time, he's going to complain for the end of the year. Can I kind of fade the drama of the Eagles and bet his overs the week after he complains?
It's something that so these are like the narratives that I actually like to bet on, typically speaking, when one player is just very public about not getting the ball enough. Typically what I like to do in those situations, Crowder, is I like to play first quarter overs on those players, because I think oftentimes there'll be like a play designed to get them the ball in space in the early going. Quick screen, something like that. But I like the read on that. I do think that this one could get ugly, in the sense that if he doesn't get some balls tonight, it's going to be more and more public, and he might look good in a Patriots uniform in 3 or 4 weeks or something like that if that goes down. But I like that idea generally. Player complains publicly, not getting the ball, play him early, first quarter overs.
One of the other things I think I'm hearing from you is PCA to get a hit tonight parlayed with Saquon over on rushing yards.
I mean, you hear whatever you want to hear, Mark. I don't know what it is you hear sometimes. I'm still a little bit ill. It could be the hangover. It could be you putting your feet up during break. I don't know what was happening there. It was just very, very puzzled.
That's a little private thing I have for the YouTube streamers. I like to show them my feet during the commercial breaks. Seems to be going over very well.
I'm sure your retention is super high during those segments, for sure.
It looks like a little steel paw, doesn't it? It's nasty.
I think I have beautiful feet.
Don't do it. Don't do it again. He's hung over. It's going to make him throw up. Ugh.
I think it's a good-looking foot, no?
No.
All right. How about – this is one of those games with a big line. Green Bay is a 14-point favorite hosting Joe Flacco and the Bengals.
I've been doing this show for years now. You guys know my tendencies to pick really ugly teams. I bet Green Bay this week against Cincinnati. I laid 14 points with Green Bay. I don't know how this is going to possibly work for the Bengals this week. I mean, you look at Cincinnati, they're coming off 3 straight blowouts where they've been non-competitive. They have one of the worst offensive lines in football. They have one of the worst defenses in football. So they trade for a quarterback who's completely washed and is completely immobile, cannot get out of the pocket. Browning stinks, but at least, you know, a little bit of pressure, he can move and make a throw. Flacco's a statue. Not only that, he's going to have to learn some plays on like 3 days. He's going to have to learn the playbook on 3 days. Not only that, but Green Bay saw this guy 3 weeks ago when they played Cleveland as well, and they completely shut him down in that offense. The difference in that game was the Browns shut down the Packers, because the Browns actually have a defense. Guess who doesn't have a defense? Cincinnati. To me, it's football. Anything can happen. I've seen the craziest things. We watched Arizona blow it to Tennessee last week, and the craziest things imaginable. I get it. Two teams on the field. To me, this just screams of blowout, start to finish. Green Bay can rush four, get after the quarterback, double Jamar Chase on the outside, and I don't even know how the Bengals move the ball. So I laid 14 with Green Bay. Very, very rare I do this, but I think they're going to really blow the doors off Cincy this week.
Can I remind you, Rob, that Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl?
Yeah, you sure did. Joe Flacco, the biggest defensive pass interference merchant in the history of the NFL, just chucking balls 55 yards downfield where the DB is all confused and runs into the receiver. Joe, I mean, he was a legend at that. I'll tell you that. He was a legend.
Is this one of those games that you would tease?
No. So as the spread gets higher
like
and higher,
14.
Yeah, because if you're going to use like a 6-point teaser, you're teasing it to 8. Well, that's not going to cover off the two key numbers of 3 and 7. Plus, how many games do you see land on, you know, 12, 11, 9? Right. A lot of these numbers are dead in that teaser range.
All right. Let's get to the Dolphins game here because Rob's got to be gone at a certain time. Dolphins are 4-point home dogs. They host the L.A. Chargers at Hard Rock Stadium this Sunday.
So this is another game that I bet early, and the market has moved with me. So I played under in this game. Part of the reason why is Miami cannot generate any explosive plays on offense. It's dink and dunk up the field. With Tyreek Hill out, there's no one there that could stretch the field. Maybe intermediate routes, you get Jaylen Waddle for like 15, 20, but that's pretty much the max of this offense. Then you look at the Chargers on the other side. They're dealing with some pretty bad offensive line issues. Obviously, Joe Alt being out is really hurting them because their left tackle, Rashawn Slater, is on IR. So they're missing their two best tackles. They're swapping out their center, Bradley Bozeman, this week. They're bringing in the backup because there's been some communication problems on the O-line. But I don't see a lot of explosive plays coming in this game, which is why I played the under. Now, the market has moved pretty steady towards Miami in this game. Like, it was 5.5. We see some books at 3.5 right now. It's getting close to the buy point on the Chargers, in my opinion. I mean, there's still...
Why is it moving down on Miami, by the way? Why? Like, what are people seeing that we're not?
I don't think it's pro-Dolphins. I think it's anti-Chargers. Because the Chargers started the season really hot, but since they've had the O-line issues, since Khalil Mack got hurt, they don't have much in terms of edge rush at this point as well. So they're just really dealing with a lot of injuries on both sides of the ball that have been hurting them. So I don't think this is pro Dolphin. I mean, who's comfortable betting the Dolphins right now from what they've seen, right? It's more of a fate of the Chargers, but now we're kind of getting to the price point where I'm like, ooh, I kind of have some interest in backing the Chargers here with where this line has moved. So Chargers are nothing for me in this particular game, and not much in terms of props, although maybe this is the week I'll tail your Tua rushing overs, Mark, because they seem to...
It's up to 3.5, though.
That extra yard.
It's killing us.
Don't want to get burned on that.
We think, you know, Ronde Gadsden is a very good friend of ours for many, many years. His son, Ronde Gadsden II. How about anytime touchdown? I mean, do it, you know, I mean, Herbert's been throwing it to him, and now they're going to be in Miami where his dad played ball with Dan Marino. That would be kind of poetic.
Yeah, there you go. You're looking for the narratives. I like going down Narrative Street every now and then, looking for these little connections to the city. That does happen in the NFL. The Detroit Lions do this a ton, where they know if a player is playing where they grew up or where they went to school, they kind of design a trick play for them. Last week, it was the running back, David Montgomery. I don't remember what his ties were to the city that they were playing in, but they had him throw a halfback pass for a touchdown because it's like, you know, he's got his family at the game. That kind of stuff actually does matter when you're betting player props. I know some people just completely dismiss it, but just think about it from a human point of view. You're a coach. You really like a player. You want to get them up for the game. Yeah, you throw some trick plays in there. Maybe you target them in the red zone, something like that. So I like stuff like that.
All right. So you hear that? That's a three-leg parlay. Saquon rushing over, Tua rushing over, OG the second, anytime touchdown. I like that. There Rob is on his game today, man. Mm-hmm. Rob Pizzola. So he likes the under in the Dolphins game. By the way, what would the line have to get to for you to bet the Chargers? 3? So all the way down to 3?
I think like or minus 3.5 plus 100. I'm fine with that where I'm not paying juice on the 3.5. It's pretty borderline right now in some spots. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm targeting at this point.
All right, there you go. Rob Pizzola likes the Dolphins under. He likes Green Bay laying the points on Sunday. Very rare for Rob to lay 14 points. Eagles-Giants tonight, he likes the under. If it was at 42, it's at a number now where you probably don't love the under. Maybe tease the Eagles with something else on Sunday. Jalen under on pass attempts. Jackson Dart under longest completion. And if you can stomach it, take the Flyers tonight on the Hard Rock Bet app. Rob Pizzola, follow him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. And again, Rob is the founder of the Hammer Betting Network. You can catch him hosting Forward Progress, their NFL betting show on YouTube and all major podcast platforms. Forward Progress dives deep into weekly matchups, betting markets, and analysis from some of the sharpest minds in the industry. I notice I've never been a guest on that, but I'm guessing it's because it's the sharpest minds in the industry.
Well, I mean, we could bring you on and do like a video on what not to do, like an educational video.
You think your friends, your gambling friends, your serious gambling friends would understand my shtick, or would they hate me with the passion of a thousand suns?
It would be a mix. It would be a mix. There's some guys that are very stern and they just don't want to see the recreational bettors at all. And then there's some guys who have, they enjoy it. But like, we could clickbait this, you know, YouTube title. It's like, we brought on the worst bettor of all time. Do the opposite, you know, something like that. And we just have you watch a game and throw out some live bets. And we just make it the shtick that we fade you on all this stuff. Like I do when you text me.
Rob, you teased the other day the worst bet I've ever seen four circles off, and I wonder how that worst bet you've ever seen compares to pretty much every bet Hawk has ever made on this show.
This just one, look at my betting history.
No, Mark would never make this bet. So this bet that someone made was on an exchange. They parlayed last week Clemson and Penn State. Now, Penn State lost. That's not why it was a bad bet, but reason was Clemson was... The parlay on this exchange actually was a worse price than just betting Clemson money line. Like, he could have just bet Clemson and won. Instead, he parlayed it with Penn State, had to risk more to do so.
Right, because they were such huge favorites over UCLA.
And the way some of these exchanges work, it's really hard for me to do the technical analysis in a minute here, but like, you'll get some wonky numbers on parlays. Let's just put it that way. So if he had just left that off, he would have won and he would have got a better price. Like, it was the most insane thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, imagine that. You're like, oh, I'm going to play this parlay. Let me add one more leg on. It pays worse. Like, who would make that bet? It's insane. I don't think so. Mark, I've seen you do some dumb things. I don't think you would ever make that bet.
You ain't seen nothing yet, Rob. All right, Rob Pizzola. I'm on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. Thank you, Rob.
All right, guys. Good luck with your bets. Panthers in OT tonight. Let's get it done.
Let's get it done. I like that. Let's start the season 2-0.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering. In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.